let's hear some audio from Raheem Morris. He was on with Andy and Randy yesterday, and the theme yesterday seemed to be everybody talk about Kyle Pitts. So let's hear this audio that he had to say about him.
You know, it's not that it has to change, because Kyle's definitely a part of those heavy wideout sets as well, because he plays in our 11 package a bunch. Obviously, you know, we have Charlie, so we're to mix him in there, but we do have 12, we do have 21. We have a bunch of different sets that we can get into that we did last year as well. You can operate those things based on game plans. You can operate those things based on practice, and you can operate those things based on personnel, and which we'll do. And I'm really fired about that exposure as well.
Yeah, I think it sounds like the question was something about him like lining up at receiver and stuff. You know, the Falcons were in 11 personnel 86% of the time last year, which was the most in the NFL.
It had to have been the most in the NFL. I don't think that's shocking at all based on what we saw.
You want to take a stab at who was second most in 11 personnel last year?
Probably the Rams.
You want to take a guess at the number?
52.
82.
Really?
82%.
I wouldn't even have guessed that much.
I know. And I think, I don't know what you think about this, but I think a lot of that has to do with the skill set of Kyle Pitts, and that they can have him out there in those situations and still have a Charlie Warner, you know, on the field, because you can kind of line Pitts up at wide receiver sometimes. So, and then there are times where he wasn't even on the field and they were in obviously in 11 personnel because they were in it so much.
Yeah. It almost,
and if you don't
to
know,
me, it feels like cheating to talk about 12 personnel with him lined up at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, it's no. 12 personnel, but it's just it's 11 personnel with a tight end, you know, with him playing wide receiver.
And if you want to know, if you guys, I know most of you know, 11 is a running back, a tight end, and three wide receivers, and then 12 has got two tight ends, two receivers, running back.
Yeah, the wide receivers are the number that's left out of the personnel pack. It's just it's interesting to me, because we did see yesterday, and we watched him catch passes. At no point yesterday at all, from what I could see, was he asked to block anybody. You know what I mean? That was for everybody else. And honestly, we talked about the position battles in training camp. Tight end three is one we did not talk about and probably should have, because there's a number of names involved in that, and it's not a lot of the names that we've seen over the last couple of years. It's like every year they show up with a different tight end three. It's a Parker Hesse or Ross Dwelly or whoever else, you know, in some of those roles. Michael Pruitt, the touchdown man. I mean, so you never know what you're going to get from some of those spots, but the more that you see a Kyle Pitts lined up in a quote-unquote 12 personnel, which is really 11 personnel with him playing wide receiver, then you start to wonder about who else can be a blocker inside of the tight end position. So I don't know. I mean, Quatoriano was a guy that kind of popped out yesterday that we'll keep our eyes on, but I think that's kind of a wide-open battle as well.
Yeah, and you got Joshua Simons, another tight end, I think, could be in that battle. He's a rookie. I think he probably would be a practice squad at first, but he was a very good guy at South Carolina the last couple of years.
And we'll move on here, but I will say that I'm doing math in my head, and I start mentioning too many undrafted free agent rookies, and I start going, okay, it's just not possible. Like, you just don't ever see that many undrafted rookie free agents being kept on a roster. So we'll see how that works out.
Well, let's hear some more audio from Raheem Morris. He was talking about preseason playtime. We'll have the same philosophy as last year.
You know, it'd be very similar, but you make those decisions based on how much work you get. You know, so we got to get through training camp. We got to get to a certain point to see the work that we got. We got to get to a certain point with our joint practice to see if we can get there. We got to get to that scrimmage that we have and we're doing it ourselves to see the work that you get there. You got to really be able to apply those things and take along those metrics on how much work you can get, how much competitive edge you can get, how much competitive work you can get to make those decisions. So, like, we're a little far away from making those decisions yet, but obviously, you know, the philosophy, you know, anything we can do to mitigate as many injuries we can based on the work that we're able to get from the practice standpoint to determine what we need from the games.
I think as fans, and I'm guilty of it, we say, well, preseason, why do they have the games? They're not going to play the starters. And I understand it, but they take so much away from those joint practices, I feel like, these days. Like, I think there's more emphasis on the joint practices right now in 24, 25, 23, these three seasons, than there was when you played as a player.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think that – and look, when I was there, we had one or two joint practices every year. We've mentioned a number of times when we went up to Dalton High School and played the Tennessee Titans, we welcomed the New England Patriots and Randy Moss and Tom Brady one year. We went down to Houston and, you know, lined up against J.J. Watt and that, you know, on Hard Knocks. And the Bengals came to town, and they stayed out at Lake Lanier Islands. And So you always have those crossover ones, and they are a big deal. I would like to see them take more reps. And I like not just rest every single game. Now, do I need to see them play two full games? No. But I'd like to see the starters take more reps in the preseason because, like I said earlier, that week one matchup against the Steelers last year made my eyes bleed in terms of just operational value, just hard counts and motions and timing and things like that that you were not very good at to open the season.
Yeah, I understand it. And I get it. I just think there was so many other – I think there was so many factors that preseason was one of them, but I just don't think it was the biggest – or the biggest factor in that kind of we saw that week one.
You know what is a big factor is a Fair Foul Friday. As a reminder, as always, today's Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Coming in family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I think I'm going to go there tomorrow. I think I'm going there tomorrow. I might be headed up to Woodstock to the minivan demo derby. So I might be headed up to get a little Buffalo's Cafe up there on 92.
I'm solo tomorrow on daddy duty. Wow. I'm going to name me get out. She's going to do like a girls' day at the pool or something.
Nice.
So. You want to do lunch? I mean, I'll bring pork and
You don't want to bring her to the minivan demo derby?
I don't think that'll be appropriate for her.
I'm just checking.
I mean, I would love to go to that. I just don't think she wants to go to that.
We'll see what happens.
I did see a little baby with the earmuffs.
Of course.
At the movie theater the other day. I mean, it's like Princess Leia.
Yeah,
like
she's
with
got
the band around. So,
yeah.
So take that to the demolition derby.
Yeah, there you go. She'll sleep really good. The rumbling in the bleachers.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird about like changing a diaper on a bleacher when it's just shaking.
All right.
Gotta break her in early, man.
Let's get to fair or foul. I'm sorry. It's like Bo trying to say oil, okay? It's like foul.
Or me saying mobile.
It just doesn't.
Why do I gotta catch a stray there?
Mobile.
I mean, I had your back earlier, and then you just come at me.
All right, fair or foul.
No, it's mobile.
You tell them, Drew.
More than three rookies will find themselves in the rotation with starters and vets over the weekend.
Yes, fair. Fair. I'm trying to do the math in my head. Because I think that you're going to see those roles start to expand. Mm-hmm. And in the rotation, we'll eventually meet. And most of what we've talked about Billy Bowman a minute ago had to do with the first period of practice. By the end of practice, you did see more in James Pierce, Jalen Walker, guys like that, Xavier Watts. But and so when I look at rotation on a practice as a whole, yes, I think that will be – I think it'll be easily more than three. So I'll say fair.
Yeah, for the sake of time, I say fair, and Mike kind of summed it up.
Yeah, there you go.
Fair or foul, 80% of the Braves team we saw play the Giants will return for their next homestand, which is after the trade deadline.
That's fair. I mean, you're going to – if you your trade is probably – Ozuna seems to be gone from all – everything I hear. I heard a weird rumor last night. I don't know where it came from, but somebody was like, hey, I hear Michael Harris might be going to the Astros. I was like, I don't know. But I think you're going to keep most of the core. A couple of relievers maybe go, so I think it's fair.
Yeah, look, Grant McCauley will be on with us at 8:20. We can talk to him about some of these exact same topics. I don't know that I'd be upset if Michael Harris was going to the Astros. I don't know. I keep looking at him, and all I can think about is Jason Hayward. It's just stuck in my brain. I know it's not fair, but that's how I feel.
But you got to have somebody to play center field. And unless you're replacing Michael Harris with a guy who can hit 340 home runs and 100 RBIs, his glove saves you a lot. So you got to remember that. You cannot cut your nose off to spite your face.
I agree. You can't be a bottom five hitter in the league either.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. No one's been harder on Michael Harris than me, I don't feel like.
Fair or foul, the next time we have Dave Archer on, he was very kind to join us yesterday at Atlanta Falcons training camp. The next time we have Dave Archer on, he will take at least three shots at Bo. I believe yesterday there were a solid two, if you need reference there.
Bo, can we flip this on her real quick? Fair or foul that Allie was damn near blushing with the compliments that Dave Archer was throwing at her about how good she is and how much he enjoys Allie on the show and how Allie's great. And Allie does such a good job keeping Mike and Bo in line, and Allie's really the star of the show. You can just throw that right back at you.
Yeah.
And I'll defend Bo's honor in this one. You know what? You're the one that you were glowing after your conversation with Dave Archer yesterday. So
yeah. I mean,
I would say it's fair though.
I noticed that. I noticed she was walking a little bit differently. She had like a little strut.
I was 5'2" after that conversation.
Yeah. She was Conor McGregor walking away from that table. Yeah, she was. She almost did the gritty after Archer walked off.
I mean, I'll say it's fair because somebody will probably tell him, or he's probably listening right now. And he's like, I'm going to go over. He'll work it in, kind of like. Remember that time with Grant? We worked in the songs that guy you were
calling. Keith Urban.
Yeah. Arch will just do that. He'll work in every answer. He'll work in a shot at me.
He'll immediately talk to Bo and he'll go, hey, take that phone book from out under that chair that you're sitting on right now.
and then Dylan will go, you'll hear, ding,
ding. Ding. All right. Is it fair or foul for the Braves to raise their prices on their A-list members right now? Have you seen the controversy around this?
I have. And I'm going to go against the status quo. I think people expect me to say, oh, it's foul. I can't raise prices. But you have to think of the experience as a whole, and you have to think of everything that you're getting along with the battery and the game day experience. It's the best in Major League Baseball. It's the best in Major League Baseball. It's everybody is trying to create what the Braves have. So, yes, the on-field product right now stinks. What has the on-field product been over the last 30 years? And what is the battery is the marvel of Major League Baseball and really pro sports to an extent. So I'm going to say it's fine. I don't like it, but I'm just going to say it's fine, and I kind of get it from a business perspective.
Well, as I hate prices going up in anywhere. However, it is funny to me that fans complain about what you know that the team doesn't spend enough, and then the team raises ticket prices, and then the fans are complaining. Well, you did it in a year. You're not winning. Well, you wouldn't like it if they did it any year. I see all sides of it. I just don't like prices going up in anything, but I would be willing to pay more if it meant a better product.
I'll say this much, Braves fans, a lot easier to stomach than the Atlanta United prices going up. You're like, dude, the Braves aren't good, but I don't know if they're United bad right now, so we'll see.
One more. Is it fair or foul to say you are from Atlanta when you're really from Alpharetta, Marietta, Covington?
I'm not a good person to ask this. I'm not, but you guys are more qualified to answer this than me.
If you're from the metro area, you're from it. You can say you're from Atlanta because if you go, so I used to do this all the time. One time I would go somewhere out of state, they'd be like, "Where are you from?" "I'm from Paulding County in Dallas, Georgia," and they would look at me. I'd be like, "Atlanta." "Oh yeah, okay, yeah." You're in the metro area. You can say you're from Atlanta because most of the time you're doing it. You're not doing it to be specific. You're just trying to get the conversation over.
Dylan, I used to have a friend that would say, it all depends on what airport you're flying out of. You're flying out of the Atlanta airport, you're from Atlanta.
That is true enough. And then I can't agree with both sentiment more. It's just a matter of they're probably not going to know what other place you're talking about unless you say maybe like Buckhead or something like that, which is also Atlanta too. So it's just easier to say Atlanta than to explain like, oh, I'm from Fayetteville, which is 30 minutes south of Atlanta.
The person you're talking to is from like Montgomery, Alabama. They're gonna, you know what I mean?
Then maybe, but yeah. I'm just gonna say Atlanta.
I don't know how. I don't know. I'm not eligible to answer this question.
If they are regionally intelligent, you can give them a little more.
Just how
specific.
Far does it go? Right. Can you count LaGrange?
It's the airport. I like the airport theory.
Yeah.
It's like I grew up flying out of Pensacola Regional Airport. Like, yep, from Pensacola.
There you go. There you go. Well, thank you guys for playing along with Fair or Foul today. Coming up, we do have the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. You can jump on the show with us right now. Ask your questions. You can also ask them via Twitter, maybe questions about training camp, questions about which Braves players will be returning, at least our thoughts on it, maybe questions about those prices that the Braves have raised for A-list members. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.